The tunneling technique is also sometimes used with large pyramids or mounds when there was no ancient tunnel. These would be hard to excavate with other means due to their size. Tunneling is also useful because in many cases these pyramids were enlarged laterally. That is, people added to the pyramids and they expanded out. Tunneling in from the side gives you a window on these construction stages. This is a model of the Great Pyramid of Cholula in central Mexico. This is the largest pyramid ever constructed in the Americas and one of the largest in the world. It is over 200 feet tall and more than 1,300 feet wide at its base. The cutaways in the model show the different construction stages. A vertical excavation might miss some of these and would be very difficult to excavate because it would have to go so very deep. A horizontal excavation would also be impractical. But even a small tunnel from the lower sides would penetrate through several construction stages as it made its way to the center. Here's the actual pyramid, which had a Spanish church built on top of it in the colonial era. You can see that this pyramid is so big it looks like a natural hill or mountain, but it is entirely man-made. Archaeologists began excavating tunnels into this pyramid in the 1930s. They eventually excavated about 6 miles of tunnels. They discovered the pyramid is composed of several sequences of layered platforms and temples, whose construction and use spanned about 1,500 years. The construction techniques consisted of walls of adobe, mud bricks, covered with thick layers of stucco that was sometimes painted. The colors of these paintings were preserved mainly because they were buried by subsequent constructions.